But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
What?
That was named after the Queen
City.
Greco-Roman.
By the way, he died this year.
Oh, dang it, man.
Not Greco-Roman, but fake Roman.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think it was going to get bigger than Carl Weathers when it happened.
Ah, I wrote him down.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I don't have these in any particular order. I just have them in a... I started off the top of my head. Obviously, the first one will be Jimmy Carter.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes.
I'm not going to remember Jimmy Carter.
I know.
The way I saw him growing up because of what they've done now.
Putting a camera on him when he shouldn't be on camera.
I'm not saying this to be funny or crass.
I know.
The picture I saw, I thought he was dead already. He was in his wheelchair, and his mouth was open, and his head was back.
The last speech he did with the eye all busted up, and the like.
Oh, God bless.
I know. But that son of a gun, though, like he still went out and taught Sunday school every Sunday at church, which... God, could you imagine to be if he was your Sunday school teacher?
And that'd be crazy.
Hey, will you sign my Bible every Sunday? But
they said he ran every day on the White House lawn.
Well, but then he was still out there, like, as recent as, I want to say, last year, still building houses. Like, yeah. Literally, I hope you didn't get one of them houses that he built, by the way. I mean, that's...
Do you wonder if he would have made a second term if Reagan didn't come along or waited?
You know, my upbringing says no.
That's interesting.
A lot with the gas shortage and everything that was going on at that time.
He took a lot of heat for a lot of crap he didn't do.
It's interesting that people that have lived through one-term presidencies, because I haven't really. Trump would be the first one I've lived through. I mean, Clinton was two terms. W's two terms. Obama. I've had, three presidents in, 30 years or close to it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that's like.
Well, I'll remember, these are the ones from off the top of my head.
Rest in peace, Jimmy.
And this is why I said we're not, I don't want to call it in memoriam. O.J. Simpson passed away in 2024. Orenthal. Mm-hmm. James Simpson.
I'd forgotten he died. And you know what's odd about O.J.?
He's in hell now.
Well, he's still talked about.
I'm just kidding.
When they mention these records. When Buffalo builds their new stadium, I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, yeah. That's where it goes along, albeit very different situations, not putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, who also died this year. Peter Edward Rose passed away.
You know what I found out about that?
What? He's still alive.
No, it's not. It's not Major League Baseball's decision to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame itself.
Cooperstown.
Yeah, it's their decision.
Who is that then?
I don't know if it's the committee, if it's one person. I'm pretty sure I heard Rob Manfred say it's not their decision. But it's like the Heisman Trust. They weren't going to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back until the NCAA, you know.
Yeah.
Now, he sued him and got it back, and it's all good now. But I wonder if somebody would come on Pete Rose's behalf and say, look, sue him. Or Johnny Bench is trying to get him in, best I can remember.
Well, rest in peace, Pete Rose. Burning Hell OJ.
Old Chuck Hustle.
I think he's in hell. I don't know. Fatboy says he didn't do it, but he also...
I think he did one of them.
You think he did one?
I think he might have... I think he might have killed Ron Goldman. And I think... I don't want to put any names out there.
Oh.
Somebody else who might have been there with him.
Al Cowlings.
No.
Cato.
No.
Well, for the fact that they were so passionate, it had to be someone who was romantically involved with somebody.
Or the son of.
Uh-huh.
Remember we had Bill Deere on the show who investigated the whole thing?
He went out John there. Deere, but I don't remember Bill.
He went out there on his dime. He had the believed purported murder weapon.
God, yes.
Whatever that word is.
Yes.
Now, that matched,
remember that guy.
That matched the hole in the top of her head.
Yeah.
The bottom of a knife out of somebody's cutlery kit that was missing.
But also, if would you put that in a storage unit, though, and just leave it? Because they talk about, well, rich people have so many storage units, so many storage. They forget and they just go to. But that one, that's the one they forgot about. I don't know.
There's a lot of pictures of him wearing the same, you know, stocking cap that was found in the murder scene that nobody looked into.
Well,
it's terrible.
But OJ, nonetheless,
OJ's gone.
Rest in peace.
Would you like to select one, Fat Boy? I'm gonna go two or three at a time because I have a long list. 2024 obituary.
That's so creepy.
I gotta say, the tax people are really enjoying this because they're like, man,
what's wrong with you people?
Well, it's a reminder. Again,
you want to bring up the point you made off air?
I don't know.
I thought it was a good point.
Which one?
That's something we used to do this time of year.
Oh, we used to do the death pool.
Yeah,
where we picked
what
people
I didn't
we
like
thought
that.
Were gonna, I thought that was.
This is much better.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of a dumb thing. I don't know.
It was bad karma.
A lot of old
bad luck.
But you didn't want to encourage that, of course. That's going to the dark side.
No, but also we used to do a to-do list and all kind of weird lists, and then good but not doing that.
Plus, somebody would pick Olivia de Havilland every year, and it finally happened.
Oh yeah,
they got a free point.
Well,
plus I feel bad about picking Billy Graham for that a couple years that I did too. And
yeah.
But you know what? We were trying to win. This is definitely much better.
This is. I'm not going to. You'll have to listen to the podcast for the ones you've missed so far.
Can I tell you one that kind of surprised me?
I was thinking, because there's a lot. So if we do this the same kind of way, it will take a whole lot of time. But yeah. The surprising ones, or maybe the ones you personally forgot about. Yeah, go ahead.
One really affected me, but one surprised me. Well, two actually, but the first one, Morgan Spurlock died.
Yeah.
The filmmaker. He was 53
he's
years old.
The one
old.
That did the thing about.
Yeah, McDonald's
food.
Every day for a year.
Yes.
That's the thing.
I know.
Did he suffer some real long term damage that might have caused it? I'm not saying they caused it, but if you went to a similar place and ate that every meal for a month. Plus, he did a Super Size Me too, which was good, which was about the
chicken farm.
Yeah, the chicken industry, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I just wonder if some of this, it seems like, I hate saying this because it's like some weird kind of irony that he doesn't add.
Oh, okay.
It was like a weird irony that he had passed away from a cancer diagnosis when possibly what he was eating to inform people might have, I don't know. I don't know if it caused it or what. I just thought that was very odd. That
you think McDonald's got to the corner and said, look,
how old
don't
was,
put the real reason on there.
How old was Morgan Spurlock?
He was 53.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I just wonder if some are sprinkling
in. Good
in.
Shape.
Yeah, he really
I
was.
Mean, when
yeah.
you, on the outside.
Well, compared to.
That sucks. He went through some accusations.
No, I didn't say that. For average humans
yeah.
at that age.
Yeah, he lost somewhat of his career because of, you know, the Me Too thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, which he's like, look, you know, I'm guilty of some of this stuff. And, you know, he came out and said that at a time where it was, you know, like tar and feather the people immediately.
Yeah, how did Jimmy Kimmel survive all that? That's weird. Folks, it was the other one. So that was the shocking one or you forgot about?
No, the one that shocked me that really I still can't accept happened a couple weeks ago. And it was a man that looked the same. Since I was a kid, I watched him every football season.
Oh, okay. It's not who I thought. I thought you were talking about John Black from Days of Our Lives.
Oh, God. Drake Hogeston.
Yeah, he's gone.
God, you watched. Man, I saw a clip of his last episode that he had with Marlena.
He was full gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, how much of this is real? Like, was he really like, that was his last episode.
I always loved the fact when they would go to break and Marlena had just said something weird to him and he would just look at the camera and wince those eyes and it would just go to break. Those, you know, that wincing he would do.
Which, she went back and forth a lot between, you know, Roman and John Black.
Was this Days or General Hospital?
Oh, it was Days, yes.
Yeah, I didn't
look. I don't know the difference. I mean,
think about it. He lived with a woman. He, first off, he wasn't who he was told he was. And also a woman who was possessed by a demon twice.
Oh, so ridiculous.
He was in great shape, dude. He was in the Yankees farm system.
Wow.
Before he was
really?
An actor. Yep.
I never watched those. My grandmother did, but I never did.
Didn't have a controlling mother.
No, my mother worked. No, my mother was never home.
The one that got me was Greg Gumbel. He looked the exact same every year. I'm like, this guy genetics. Looks great. Yeah. I didn't know he was older than Brian for years and years. He was the older Gumbel. And then he gets cancer and he's gone. Like,
God bless.
That. Like, you don't see him on TV anymore. And I'm
when did he die?
A couple weeks ago.
What kind of cancer did he have?
I don't know. They didn't say, or I didn't, you know, see an update on it.
I didn't even see that. Of course, over Christmas, I didn't really pay attention much to the news.
He was just such a mainstay growing up. They're like, you know, I took him for granted. Like, he'll be here forever. And Black don't crack.
It really it did for Willie Mays. He passed away. I think he was 92. He's the guy that, again, they say don't meet your heroes. I met him when I was 13 or 14. And
he was mean.
He's just rude. Just rude.
Yeah, I thought of you when I saw he passed.
Oh, thanks. I mean, old white guy dies.
He just signed it.
Not just that one, because I remember the story.
Did he just roll the ball to you?
Yes, that's the guy. He signed it and rolled the ball across the table and didn't even. At least when I'd tell my grandpa, I love you, grandpa, he'd go, right. Willie Mays was like,
thank
pleasure
you,
to meet you, Mr. Mays.
Uh-huh.
He didn't grunt or nothing.
Wow, nothing. That hurt me too. I'd have to, like, I said.
Well, I didn't want to sound like Foghorn Leghorn. Jerry West.
The logo man passed away.
The logo.
The logo man himself.
We lost so many great athletes.
I have a whole chapter of athletes. So we can go to Dikembe Mutombo, who passed away, as well as the 1981 Rookie of the Year, Fernando Valenzuela.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
The fact that guy was an athlete is incredible in
itself. Was he overweight?
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And will the Jay-Z Diddy accuser remain anonymous?
Uh-oh. This is interesting because...
You're going to reveal the name right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a precedent legally already. I remember this being a thing with Tom Likas.
There'll be a new one next week.
Remember Tom Likas during the Kobe Bryant rape trial?
Yeah.
He named the accuser.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that was, if it had already, this is before, you know, public information, like as far as Twitter and all that goes. So I wonder if it was already out there somehow and he just said it. And then legally they went back and said that could be leaked. I don't know. I just remember that being the start of it.
He used to be what Jane Doe is what they would do, especially some kind of criminal domestic violence or sexual harassment thing. But then there's like
Joe Sixpack
Janine, the lady with the Vince McMahon stuff. Like her face is all over the internet.
Oh, Janelle Grant.
Yes, yeah. Janelle Grant. And she's very vocal on hers. But so I guess it depends on the person. Like if they want to, they're standing up for themselves either way. But do they want to tie the face in? It's almost like being on a jury or being a juror.
Right.
And it doesn't go the way the public wants it to go. You don't want to be named as one of the jurors.
No, you want to be anonymous, especially if it's a bad conviction.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Jay-Z and Diddy, they should be the only people and their lawyers that know who this chick is, right? Because, you know, you face your accuser, but that's why they want it out there so they can she
well,
get publicly shamed.
Yeah, they want to ruin her. Okay, so... This woman, who is represented by attorney Tony Busby, has filed a suit against these two people and for allegedly raping her when she was 13 years old after the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. And, you know, we had talked about the parties in the past.
He defended some, or represented some Deshaun Watson accusers. Supposed to be guy.
Wow.
So Jay's attorney has filed a motion to disclose her identity, saying that not knowing who she is makes it harder for him to collect evidence to mount their defense. So that's why they're coming forward with this.
Oh, God.
How do you collect evidence?
Amen. Oh, sorry. We've R-worded so many women over the years. We don't remember which one you're talking about now. Good Lord.
So this judge.
You know, what's that doing? Remember the whole thing about speaking up if you've been whatever, but then, but face the music and deal with the public and the built-in fanboys and fangirls of Jay-Z and Diddy who are going to just, they're going to go on the internet and find out where you work, where you live, try to, you know, the way that
villainize her,
going to swat your house
and ruin her name in the press.
Well, she had said already that, look, this was so long ago, I might have misremembered a few things.
Hell, I've told stories on the radio that probably over the years, some of the facts have maybe changed or whatever, but it's just, it's not necessarily lying. It's just like you remember, if you think about something over and over again, like I put it to you this way. There's a time in my life where I was disgusted with life. And when I think about certain times around that time frame or whatever, I shudder. I don't think about it. So I'm slowly, those memories are eroding. But if it's something that I thought about a lot, the more you're thinking about revisiting in your mind, you might say, oh, crap, I didn't realize that time I was wearing green pants or whatever the thing is. So the fact that new information comes out is where if you have people asking you all these questions and then you say something different, they're going to be like, well, you didn't say that 2 years ago. Well, I wasn't asked about it. I was 14, 15, whatever when it happened. I mean, crap.
Yeah.
I do not like that. I do not like that, and I don't like that evil that exists.
I know this is separate, but you kind of wonder how it's going to factor into the Diddy trial in May when all that stuff's going to start coming out, people start getting subpoenaed and deposed, this, that, and the other.
How is it that, you know, he's talking about, you know, them wanting to get her name disclosed or whatever. How is it that they're the supposed flight logs or whatever, how is that stuff still blacklisted? Like, how has that not been in this day and age? Because the ones that are online, as far as I know, are bullcrap. I don't know that there's ever
been. You talk about the Epstein stuff?
Well, that one, and then there's one called a Black Billionaire Party that everyone had to leave their cell phones and sign in or scan in or something. And it's a list that allegedly exists, according to Cat Williams and others. But they're like, but it's being held. Who's holding it? Like, Diddy stuff got claimed or taken. Confiscated. So who's holding this information? Or does it even really exist?
It's a great question, especially when you talk about the Maxwell John Doe's.
Yeah.
That some were named, but not all of them.
Right.
Why not?
And then, like, if you're, what's his name? Who's the freaking NBA commissioner?
Silver?
God, thank you.
Silver right now.
I was about to say David Stern. If you're that guy and you hear over and over again, there was an NBA player of note that was at one of these parties and saw something happening, left, but didn't tell anybody. Are you not calling in your owners and saying, hey, is it any of your guys? Because we need to talk about this internally. Because all they're saying is a NBA player. We need to find out who we're talking about.
I bet they don't even have those meetings now. Because you got people like Sean Strania and other insiders that would immediately find out about it.
So it makes me think it's not factual. Because it would have come out. Now, it's alleged who it was.
It's a huge name.
It's a huge name. But the reason I'm not saying the name is because it could just be bullcrap.
So this is.
It could have been a rumor started by like Michael Jordan, who's worried that he's not considered the GOAT anymore.
The judge in the.
I'm not going to say any names.
In the Jay-Z Diddy case ruled yesterday that because of the nature of the accusations and how early it is in the case. The plaintiff can be anonymous for now because she suffers from depression, PTSD, and other issues.
You think?
So they're trying to keep her healthy. But she could be, you know, revealed at a later date when the trial is happening. It's not, it doesn't mean throughout the whole trial that she will remain anonymous, but at this point she will be.
You know, a lot of people want to know, because during this time this is going down, which is a long time, but Diddy had a very famous girlfriend at the time who was definitely at these parties.
Oh yeah.
So what was that involvement? What did that person see?
Was that, because I mean, there for a while, like, she seemed to be in a happy relationship and all the Diddy stuff came out. Next thing you know, her and Affleck were not together anymore. Mm-hmm. Not naming names.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Talk about ducks.
Well, we may have touched on this topic earlier, but I wanted to tell you that two more states limit online porn access, and those would be Florida and South Carolina. So they're joining the list of states requiring that age verification.
Florida is such an anomaly, man, because it used to be considered a tri-state as far as the way the people are.
Try anything once.
Like, you know, the redneck parts, the panhandle, you know, the middle parts, most of the Yankee transplants. And
a little bit of the Bible Belt.
Yeah. But now, like, they just shot down illegal marijuana recreationally, which it came close to hitting, but it didn't hit the supermajority that it needed. You can't gamble there. And now this.
Well, you can gamble there if the casino is owned by a tribe.
Yeah, like the workarounds for other places. But North Carolina and Tennessee, you know, it's legal wide open. Florida's just,
that's next time we interview a president of some kind, remind me to ask that question.
What do you want
to
know?
How are we the United States, but yet every state has their laws, but then even the state can make their law and the feds can come in, like medicinal marijuana was in California. They'd come in, they'd shut down their bank account. It was legal in that state, but they could decide otherwise. But why is that? I mean, I think I know why. It's to keep not everybody living in the same part of the country.
How about did the federal, you know, wouldn't take any of Colorado's money forever? They had to build all these credit unions like Miami had to do in the 80s for all the cocaine money.
Yeah.
But now
do you
it's
guys
cool.
carry, will you take my weed bank card?
Swipe it, tap it, whatever you want to do.
Flip it, flap it, rub it down. Oh, no.
I will not type it in.
You need a body bag.
Oh, boy.
Well, Bev DeVoe for you. Bev? Is it Bev or Bill?
I think it's Bill. Shout out to the fat guy and Color Me Bad too.
But as far as our friends in Tennessee, the law
on the sex, you
there is a law that was supposed to go into effect on January 1st that will temporarily block porn from Tennessee, but that I don't think that happened.
Yeah.
So they'll have no porn. Everybody's cleaning up the internet, I guess.
You won't see any tan after all.
I would just say, like, clean it up. Because, I mean, you can, the most basic social media now, like, there is risque stuff on there even.
Oh, X is, everything's on X.
I mean, X is full on open, but I'm talking about on Instagram. I see this a lot. So,
the breastfeeding videos?
The camera stops here, right?
It's only you.
So, and then the camera's being shot from here, and you see this.
Oh, that?
And you know what that... So what I'm doing is I'm putting basically like my nose to the phone and I'm bobbing it up and down, but you can't see my mouth, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's very...
Disgusting?
No, I get turned on by it, but okay. I'm saying it's basically it's porn. Like,
you only see part of it.
Yeah.
It's like with the girl's expressions cut off, you see her eyes and it says when you eat a good piece of cake or whatever, something.
I don't like when they freeze the frame on it or whatever, and girls got one eye rolled back. Like, what's going on? You got astigmatism? Do you need to pee on the corner? You got a style in your eye? What's wrong?
It's not very attractive.
Did you film another movie today? It happened.
Uh-oh.
All right. Thank you, Paige. You're sweet. We will take a break. We will come back. We will say to those born today, which I want to say is the 4th.
No.
It's the 3rd.
Sorry.
It's the 3rd.
We got a few big ones, too.
Oh, well. Ooh. Look around the room. We have several big ones. Will do some happy birthdays. Or...
Seconds.
Right after this. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Let's break it down.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say Hey, famous people born today on January the 3rd. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
We got a pretty good list. Let's start with this. This young woman, often enemy of President Trump, incoming President Trump.
AOC?
No. She's an activist, an environmentalist.
I must have said someone local. I'm so glad I did not. So that person would love it, and I'm glad I didn't say it.
Her initials are GT.
Oh, Greta Thunberg?
It is Greta Thunberg's birthday.
Man, I...
Tune, maybe it's Thunberg.
I went through a time during COVID, you know, the time of COVID, where I really wondered if she was real.
She looks, well, obviously.
She doesn't look real.
She looks AI, but
yes,
she's young.
So. She looks AI. But then you start to pass people on the street and say, you don't look real. Then
I tell them they aren't real.
What?
I tell them they aren't real.
You're not real.
And, you know, they tell you you're a psycho, and I say, it's Fisco, you dummy.
Yeah, you spelled it wrong. Greta Thunberg.
Stupid dumb ass age.
20? I have no clue.
25.
21 years old.
21 now.
This gentleman here just found out a week ago he's going to be a finalist for this year's Hall of Fame induction. His brother's already in the Hall of Fame.
What sport?
Football. Two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs. Both for the New York Giants. Remember, his brother's already in the Hall of Fame. He may share...
You talking about Elijah?
Yep.
Ah.
Elijah Nelson Manning.
Damn.
It's his birthday today.
Page, that's football's Eli Manning.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
If you say it right, there's no G on Manning.
Manning.
You know, if you... There's this... I forget. There's a sports radio show that started this, and it turned into a whole little movement. And when you break down the stats, it's the argument of who was the better quarterback. Man, Eli put up some good, good numbers.
And then Russell Wilson put up similar numbers.
And then...
But Eli beat the Patriots twice.
Yeah.
In the Super, he ruined their perfect season.
Oh, Eli.
In 07.
What you say, Matt Man?
I say 43.
I say 44.
He is 44 years old. Now, here's what's interesting. You remember the helmet catch?
Oh, yes.
David Tyree caught that.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today, too. I did not know that before today.
Wow.
Two teammates, birthday on the same day.
That would be ridiculous.
The game-winning catch over Rodney Harrison. Or might have been the game ceiling. I think he threw to Plexico for the go-ahead touchdown.
Oh, man. Paige, you go first on this one.
David Tyree.
47.
Okay, 48.
45 years old for David Tyree. I got some music for this one. You might be able to guess.
Barely hear it. Oh. Oh, Wonder Years. Is it Marilyn Manson's birthday?
It's not Brian Warner's.
Is it Weenie's?
It is Weenie Cooper's birthday.
Danica McKellar.
Star of Impractical Jokers. One Punishment with Murr.
Yeah.
James S.
God, find out what that lady uses on her face, because she still looks 12 years old. Sounds weird. But, I mean, like, she's still got them, like, this it sounds degrading, but she's got, like, squirrel cheeks. Where they're like this.
Oh, she's holding a couple big
chubby
nuts
cheeks.
In them.
Chubby cheeks.
But not chubby. Just she's got like dimples, but not. It's just like high cheekbones is a good way to say it.
Okay.
This is John Belushi, actually. It's not Joe Cocker. Just have to throw that out there.
I'm going to say 51.
53.
She is 49. She's not even 50 yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, a lot of us aren't.
This guy right here.
You know, they named the spaniel after him.
I'm going to give you a hint, and Paige won't get this, but Matt will get it. And there's only two guesses when I give you the hint. I bet I do. It's good to see you.
Is it Jim Rome's birthday, or is it Chris Everett's birthday?
You got it.
It's Which not, one?
It's Jim Everett.
I believe the quote was, I bet it will.
I bet it will.
I bet it will. You won't do it. I bet it will.
I bet I will.
I'll stand up and smack your face. Do it.
Smack in the lettuce.
Yeah.
Bet you won't do it. I bet I will.
sounds Scottish.
V-smack.
Hey, dude, let's party.
That's what Jim Everett said. You know, he tried to calm the situation. He says, it's good to see you. It's good to be here. It's good to have you. But I bet you won't say it. I bet I will.
I bet I will. I'll stand up and do it. I bet you won't. Sit back down. I bet I will.
I always thought that was the biggest bork.
You did?
I did. But now looking back, it got pretty tense. If you rewatch
it. Was that weird time where, like, even in radio, it's like, I got to do something shocking to be remembered. I have to do something outlandish to be remembered. Damn you, Howard Stern.
Nah. Damn you.
No.
Nom.
Shh. Which Jim one, though? Oh, Jim Everett. So.
LA Rams.
Yeah, no. 56.
55.
No, he's way older than
that. Yeah, he's 62
oh, boy.
Years old.
We messed up.
It's Martin Riggs' birthday, a.k.a. Mel Gibson.
His name is Martin Riggs?
That's his Lethal Weapon.
Oh.
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, breaking Hollywood kayfabe and telling me his real name.
Which he's had a comeback. He does good movies.
I like him.
His best movie ever, besides Lethal Weapon?
Ransom.
Oh, that's a good one. Tough to watch. Though I have not seen Braveheart.
Braveheart is good. Freedom.
A lot of people like that one.
They wouldn't have won if you'd been leading the war that day.
Freedom.
She say freedom or Prudhomme?
Freedom. That guy's turning into violet blue over there. His face. Look at him.
Mel Gibson.
Don't say that.
Big Melly.
60. Nope. He's older than that. I saw your
72.
Eyes. 72. 71. We're both wrong. He's 74.
He's 68.
Damn.
Years old today.
All right.
I can't remember if he was Mark Wahlberg's dad in Daddy's Home or...
Will Ferrell's.
Yeah. I think he was Wahlberg's dad.
Also, he's from...
Ella's daddy.
He's originally from Australia, though, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
We got one more for you.
We used to bring him in there now. The only thing we bring from Australia now is wrestlers.
Pretty much. Or Foster's beer.
My God.
Yeah, I can't help it.
That was with her bottom, too.
Must be the beer I drank last night.
Hey, don't you make fun of my sotness. Jimmy Page.
Nope.
Robert Page.
Nope.
Robert Plant.
Jimmy Plant.
Nope.
Robert Plant.
There's John only one bottom. Left. Nope.
That couldn't be.
It's all.
There's only one left.
Yeah. You named Page and Plant.
Oh.
I can give you a hint if you want.
He's dead.
He's dead. He's got an uncle named Davey. He played bass for him, a.k.a. the four-string guitar.
Why am I not?
I know, man. You got people yelling at the radios right now.
Oh.
Three names he had.
David Hyde Pierce?
No. Miles wasn't in Zeppelin.
No.
It would have been great if he was.
Ah, man, I'm dumb. I don't know.
John Paul Jones.
God,
oh, that's right.
God. He had a brother named Armadillo.
I went to high school with a guy named John Paul Francis, and we'd always call him John Paul Jones. So, well, we were some pranksters, huh?
78.
Mad. 80?
78 years old. Paige is right. They quit. Bonham died and they stopped.
And let you go.
Do you think they want to do it? Not do anything different, but just do it over again.
No. They don't want to do it because Robert Plant is happy doing what he's doing
and
now.
But
he's got to be. I missed that. He was the stuff, man. Obviously, I wasn't alive, but. Knowing what I've gone back and researched.
I think.
And tight blue jeans.
Yeah. I think it'd be hard to hit these notes that, you know.
I was going
to
say, like, people say, why do the Stones still go on tour? Well, they enjoy the road life, but they still, like, perform up to the level. If you don't, you're going to look out and see people looking around, talking crap about you. Like,
yeah, they replaced Charlie when he died, and they didn't stop. Made a new album, even.
I decided that when I lose my voice, I will quit radio.
Well, you kind of have to, buddy.
Oh, he could sign it. You know, like, that's him talking
okay.
In like, sign language.
When Pay's just punching herself in the mouth.
Oh. Womp womps.
I'm glad to see you again. I'm doing obscene things, apparently.
You might have just nailed her weekend plans, buddy.
You never know.
Womp womps and alcohols.
I could.
Go with me to wrestling tomorrow night.
Your girl's gone wild.
No. She could dress up.
Well, who would I be?
Well, I mean, you're you, but you could wear something like, you know, slutty to wrestling.
Hell yeah.
You could be a lucha hooker.
Lucha ho.
What does that involve?
Push them up. Push them out.
I can do that.
You can just push one. Dress up like you're going to Comic-Con.
Okay. I'll be a wrestling princess.
You ever notice the biggest boobs you will see will be at a Comic-Con?
They really are.
Every girl with cleavage will wear that outfit that just, you're thinking at first from a distance, is that person really tall and mooning me? Oh, no, it's her cleavage.
Like there's 20.
It's just, the cleavage won't stop. It'll be like 18 inches of cleavage.
Like a shelf. There's 20 WandaVisions out here, and they all got cleavage.
God, that's the play. Is that you like that? My daughter's into that show.
Oh, like the shows. I mean, that was decent, I guess, but
yeah.
I can't. Marvel's too much. Like the new Captain America that comes out in February, that's going to be huge.
Huge.
And, like, I don't really care. Harrison Ford's too old to be a Red Hulk.
Also, Yeah.
Plus, it ain't Captain America. It is, but it ain't.
Yeah, but at least they got a different Hulk, though. Mark Ruffalo, is that the Hulk? That was not believable at all. But neither was Bruce Banner. What was the first guy on the old TV show? Ferrigno, and then...
Yeah, I don't know who was before him.
It was Bruce somebody. But nevertheless...
Lou Ferrigno?
It's like... As a child, I was like, he went from being like 5'10 to like 6'4 when he was pissed, and his clothes would get shredded. But then when he simmered down, he was short again.
Why do you wear purple shorts? That's why he's really mad.
He was purple in the first. Oh no, he was gray in the first comic book. Did you know that?
No.
The first Hulk was gray and wore
purple
pants.
But Ferrigno was deaf, so he became a deaf Hulk. Like this, he went from a.
That was just him talking.
He went to a disability. Like, that wasn't a mutant upgrade.
No. Yeah.
I apologize for your death.
I'm sorry. Well,
but this is an observation.
Don't sign it to them. They'll know. All right. I would like to say that this is probably our best week of shows.
Yeah, I know. We're done now. Clowned us. Why'd you come back early?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I expected to come back with all the pageantry and... Hey, what's up, guys? Year 22, starting it off. And nobody's here.
Boy, we really didn't think about coming back on a Thursday and it being that short of a week.
Yeah. Well,
it's all right.
But at that point, we already had 3 weeks.
I was ready to come back. I missed you guys.
Well, I'd like to say this. Thank you for listening. No, I missed you too. Thank you for listening.
Sweet, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Shut up.
Get today's podcast. By texting, God bless, what was the word? Oh, podcast at 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. We'll be back live Monday. We'll have the Dax Harwood from FTR video interview up later on today as well. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.